were used now to face piercings and studs, but this man must have been wearing plugs. We know that piercings and plugs are common throughout the history of Central America. Alterations like these, in the name of Olmec beauty, would have transformed the face. And today, it's only in masks like this that we can have any idea what the Olmecs would have looked like, for the skeletons have completely dissolved in the acid soil of the rainforest. But the Olmec sense of personal beautification could go far beyond cosmetics or jewelry.
They would modify their heads. It's often called cranial deformation, but I think that's a loaded word. For them, it was a mark of beauty. For newborns, they would bind their heads, and so they would become elongated. Some people call it avocado head, but really what they're evoking is their head as an ear of corn. And so the Olmec really were truly the people of maize.
Sadly, there are only a few Olmec inscriptions or glyphs now surviving, and decipherment of their writing is tentative at best. There just isn't enough continuous writing to let us be certain of what the symbols mean. But there are lots of objects bearing symbols, marks and glyphs, such as pottery and sculptures, and they show us that writing was originally widespread across the Olmec heartland.